Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Eli in Parshas Vayechi. That's Perek Mem Tes Pasuk Aleph, and the pasuk says, "Vayikra Yaakov al-banav." Yaakov called his sons Vayemer, and he said, "Hey, asfu vagidol lechem, gather." And I'm going to tell you, "Esa sheyikra eschem machris hayomim," that which is going to happen to you in the end of days. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, "Vagidol lechem." What was he trying to do by this gathering? Because the Gaza Zaketz, he wants to reveal the end of time when Mashiach is going to come. When he's talking about Shechina, but then the Shechina left him. Vischolem edvar mecherim. So then he started saying other things, and that's when we go to Pasuk Beis. Then he said, "He kavtu v'shem bnei Yaakov." Gather and listen to sons of Yaakov, Vishimuel Yisrael Vichim, and listen to Yisrael your father. And now Yaakov addresses every one of his children. Reuven, Bechari Ata, you're my Bechar, Kaichi, my strength, Rachis Aini, and the first of my vigor, power. Yeser Se'es, Vyeser Uz, greater in Se'es and greater in Uz. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Gimel, what does that mean? Rachis Aini, he tipa Rushenishloi, this is the first drop that came out of Yaakov, Shloi Ra Karim Yamov, he never saw Karim's in life until he had Reuven. Aini, Kaichi, this means my strength. Kamai Matsasi Ain Li, Merav Ainim Lain Ainim. Yeser Se'es, what does it mean, greater in Se'es? Roy Hayisol. Yes, Yasser al Chacha beKahuna, you are fitting to be greater than your brothers in Kahuna. You actually could have been a Kayin. Lashain in Nisias Kapayim, Se'es is Lashain of Nisias Kapayim. This is Birchos Kayhanim. Yasser Uz, what does it mean? You're greater in Uz, but Malchus, you could have been greater with Malchus. You could have had the Bechaira. But back to Chomesh Pasuk Dalid, Pachas Kamayim, you are hasty like water. Al Taisar, don't take more. Ki Alisa Mishkavei Avicha, because you went on the bed of your father. Uz Chilalta Yitzui Allah, then you desecrated who went on my bed. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Dalid over here. Pachas Kamayim, Hapachas Vebahala, Shermi Hartel Haris Kas. The haste and the confusion that you hurried to show your anger, kamayim halalu is just like this water, hamayim lumrutsasim, which hurry along their way. Lakach, therefore, al taisar, al tar belita kol yaser salalu, you're not going to get all these extras that we spoke on in the previous pasuk, shayiruyas lacha, that really were fitting for you, kahuna and malchus. Umal pachas asher pachasta, and what exactly is that hurriedness that you were acted very hastily with? Ki alisa mishkevei avicha, az chilalta, oisei shem sha'ala yitzui, that name that goes on my bed, you desecrated that name, the yashchina, and that's referring to the it usually would go on my bed, and you lost all this because you switched my bed into your mother's tent. So now back to Chumash Pasuk. Hey, Shimon v'Levi Achim, Shimon v'Levi are brothers, Klei Chamas Mecheruseim, stolen tools are their weapons. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk. Hey, Shimon v'Levi Achim, Be'etza Achas al Shechem al Yosef, they were the ones that gathered together for the Eitza against Shechem and Yosef. Ve'emir Eshal Achiv, they said, let's go wipe out Shechem, and Va'atel Chuvan Argeu, they said, let's go kill Yosef. Mihem, who said Va'atel Chuvan Argeu? How do we know that it's Shimon v'Levi? In time, if you're going to say Ruven Yehuda, is Ruven Yehuda, Hare Lohi. They didn't agree to kill him. In time, if you're going to say, it was the children of Shvachas, they didn't fully hate Yosef. Shemar, it says, Vuhu Nars Bnei Bilav as Bnei Zilpa, Yosef always defended the Bnei Shvachas. Yisachar Zvulun, you want to say that they were the ones that suggested killing Yosef? They wouldn't speak in front of their brothers that are older than them. Al-Karchachim must be Shimon V'Levihim. It was Shimon Levi, Shakar Maviam Achim. He called them brothers. It must be Shimon Levi. They were the ones that suggested, let's kill Yosef. Klei Chamas, what does that mean? Stolen tools. Umanazu Shal Ritzicha, this craft of killing, Chamas would be. That's stolen in your hands. Mibrichas Esav Hizu. That really is Esav's bracha. Umnus Shalaihi. That's his umnus. That's his craft. Vatem Chamasem Oisahimenu. And you stole it from him. Mecheru Seim. What does that mean? Lashen Klei Zayin. It's expression of weapons. Saif. Blashen Yavani is Machir. A sword in Greek is Machir. So back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Yaakov continues addressing Shimon Alevi. Besaidem Al Tavay Nafshi. Let my soul not enter their secret. And Bekahalim in their gathering. Al Techa. Do not unite. Kivaydi. My honor. Kiba Apam Hargu Ish. Because in their anger they killed a man. Uver Tzainim Ikrushar. And in their wish they uprooted. In an ox. So let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Vav, to try to understand what Yaakov's hinting at. He said, "Besaidem al tavei nafshi, let my soul not enter their secret." Rashi says, "Zemas Zimri." This is referring to Zimri kshenitzkapsu shiftei shel Shimon lahavias hamidyanis lefnei Moshe, when the entire shevet of Shimon gathered to bring the midyanis in front of Moshe Rabbeinu va'amrulai, and they asked him, "Zu asur amataris? Is it mutter to marry her or not?" Im time asur. If you're going to say it's asur to marry her, Bas Yisrael miyatir lecha. Who allowed you to marry Bas Yisrael? And al yizachar shmi b'davar. Yaakov saying, "Don't mention my name in that matter." Shenemar says, "Zimri ben Salu nisibes avol." Shimaini, v'loy kasa ben Yaakov, it doesn't say that Shimon was the son of Yaakov. And Bekahalim, what's that referring to? The congregation, the gathering? Kishi Yaakov Kairach, when Kairach gathered, Shuhum is Shifta Shalevi, he's from Shevet Levi, as Kola Edal Moshe Al Aaron, he gathered everyone against Moshe and Aaron, Al Techad Kevaydi, Sham Aisachir Imam Shmi, do not have my name over there. Shinemar, it says, Kairach ben Yitzhak ben Kas ben Levi, v'loy Nemar, it doesn't say ben Yaakov. Avodivar Yomim, by Devar Yom, Kshinisyasu ben Kairach al Duchen, when it mentions ben Kairach that they would go up on the Duchen, they were in the Beis HaMikdash, Nemar says in the Pasuk, Ben Karach ben Yitzhak ben Kas ben Levi ben Yisrael. So Yaakov was saying my name shouldn't be mentioned when we talk about Karach. Jump to the next Rashi. Ki ba'apam hargu ish. In their anger they killed a man. Elu chamar va'anshei Shechem. This is talking about chamar and all the people of Shechem. V'nechashuvim kulam el kish echad. They're all considered just like one man, even though it was a whole city. They're just considered like one person. V'cheinu ayir begidin says begidin ve'kis says midyan ki ish echad. V'chein Mitzrayim sus roich ve'ramav v'yam. Zeh midrash. That's a medrash. Upshutin. The simple understanding is anashim harbe kari ish. Many people together, a whole block of people is called one person. Kol echad la'atzma. Each one individually, so to speak. Ba'apam hargu kol ish shakasu olav. In their anger, they killed every single person that their anger was at. V'chein v'yilmad litraif teref adam achal. V'rtzoinim ikru shar. What does that mean? With their wish, they uproot an ox. Ratzu lakar as Yosef shenikra shar. They wanted to uproot Yosef. He's called shar. Shenemar says, b'char shayreh hadar loy. So back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, Yaakov concludes by telling them, arur apam ki az. Cursed is their anger because it's powerful. V'evrasam and their wrath ki kashasa for its harsh. Achal kem b'yaakov. I'm going to separate them in Yaakov. V'afitzim b'Yisrael and spread them out in Klal Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. Arur apam ki az. Afilu b'shas techacha. Even though he's given them techacha, like hilul el apam, he only cursed their anger. He didn't curse them. He cursed their anger. V'zeu she'amar bilam ma'ekav le'kabaykel. Achal kem b'yaakov. What does that mean? I'm going to spread them out. Afridim zamizeh. I'm going to separate them from each other. Shleiyu levi minyan shvatim. Levi is actually not counted among the shvatim. Vareihim chalukim. So they're separate. Davarach. Another understanding is en luchanim v'seifrim lamde tinoikas el mishimin. Shimon is the one. The cheder rabbi is the seifrim, and the paupers come from. Kadeshu nefaitzim. That's they should be spread out. V'sheftal shalevi. What about Levi? Also mechazer al granus l'shumas u'maisers. He made that he has to go to all the granaries and to all the storage houses to get his shum and meiser. Not only tefut sasei derech kavod. However, with Levi, he gave him his scattering in a respectable way more than Shimon. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Ches, Yaakov turned to Yehuda, and he said, Yehuda, ata, you, yaducha checha, your brothers shall acknowledge you. Yadcha ba'arfei vecha, your hand is at the nape of your enemy's neck. Yishtachvu l'cha b'nei avicha, your father's brothers will bow down to you. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Ches, Yehuda, ata, yaducha checha. L'fisha yichecha sarshanim b'kin turim. Since Yaakov had chastised the first ones with very harsh words, so hesach Yehuda l'isa gacharev, Yehuda started going backwards, shalo yichenu al ma'ase Tamar. He didn't want to get rebuked for the story of Tamar. Ukra Yaakov b'divrei ritzoi, however, Yaakov called out to him with divrei ritzoi. He was trying to reconcile Yehuda, you're not like them. Yadcha ba'arfei vecha, what does that mean that your hand is at the back of your enemy's neck? B'mei David, this is referring to in the days of David, va'ayvai tatali aref. B'nei avicha, al shem shahayu minashim harbe, since they were for many women, loy amr b'nei amyacha, he didn't say, the sons of your mother, kedach shamar Yitzchak, like Yitzchak said. B'at chomash pasuk tes, gur ari Yehuda, Yehuda's a lion cub, miteref b'ni alisa, you went up from teref, kara ravatz ka'arye, crouched and lie down like a lion, uchlavi mi kimenu, and like a powerful lion, who dares make him rise? Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tes, what's Yaakov referring to? Gur Aryeh, al David Nisnabe, he was having nevuah regarding David. But Chila Gur, in the beginning, he was like a lion cub. B'yayis Shaul Melech Aleinu, and Shaul was a king. Ata Yisa Maitzev Amevi Es Yisrael, David was the one that would actually bring Klal Yisrael in and out of war. So he's considered still a young lion cub because he's not really the king yet. Well, Basayif Aryeh, afterwards, he's a powerful lion. Shem Lechu Aleim, once he actually became king. V'zo She Tergum Unklas Shiltein Yehe B'Sheiruya B'Tchilasai. Now Yaakov had said, Mi Teref, from Teref you went up. What does that mean, from Teref? What exactly is Teref referring to? Mimasha Chasha Ticha B'Teref Teref Yosef Chai Ra Chalasu. From that which you were suspected of having a hand in Yosef's death, because Yaakov had thought that Yosef was killed, v'zeu Yehuda, that's referring to Yehuda, shenim shala aryeh, he's compared to a lion. So when it said in the pasuk, tarif tarif Yosef, he was really suspecting Yehuda. Beni Alisa, what does that mean? Silaktas hatzmacha, you removed yourself. V'amarta, and you said, ma betza, what do we gain by killing him? Let's sell him. V'chein by Rigas Tamar, shahoida, you admitted by Tamar, tzad kamimani lefikach, therefore, since you admitted and you actually removed yourself from these situations, kara ravatz, we may shleime, this is referring to days of shleime, ishtachas gafnai, that everyone is at peace and everyone was able to sit in Klal Yisrael peaceful, not at war. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, Yaakov continues with Yehuda. Lo yasur shevet Yehuda, the rod shall not be removed from Yehuda, u'mechaykek mibein raglov, and a lawmaker from between his feet, ad kiyav ha-shiloi, until Shiloi comes, v'lo yichas amim, and his will be a gathering of nations. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod. Lo yasur shevet Yehuda, what does that mean? A rod's not going to be removed from Yehuda? Midavid ve'elech, from David HaMelech and on, even if there's not going to be a king from Yehuda, there's still going to be leaders from Yehuda. Eli Rashi Galius Shev Bavil, this is talking about the Rashi Galius, the head of all the exiles of Bavil, Shuraydim Esu Amba Shevet, they're the ones that chastise everyone with a stick. Shemun Malpia Malchus, they were appointed by the king, but they still had power, and they were from Shevet Yehuda. And Mechaykik Ben Raglav, what does that mean? Talmidim, Elu Nesir Eretz Yisrael, all the Nesiim of Eretz Yisrael, they were also from Shevet Yehuda. Ad Ki Yavo Shiloi, what does that mean? Melech HaMashiach is referring to Mashiach, Shemalucha Shaloi, the kingdom is his. V'chein Tergim Unkelis. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yedalf, Oisri La Gefen Iroi, he ties his donkey to the vine, V'lasayre Ka, and to the branch, Bini Asayne, the child of his she-donkey. Kibes Bayan Levushai, he washes his garment in wine, Uvedama Navim Susai, and a garment in the blood of grapes. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yedalef, Israel Gefen Iroi, what's this referring to? Nisnap El Eretz Yehuda, he's giving nevuah about the land of Yehuda, Shetehema Sheches Yan Kimayan, that is going to flow with wine like a spring. Ish Yehuda Yasser Legefen Ayer Echad, a man from Yehuda, he's going to tie to a grapevine one ayer, one he donkey, Vitanenu Begefen Achas, and he's going to load up that entire donkey with just one vine. And Misarik Echad, from even one branch, Ben Asain Echad, he's going to load up an entire child of a she donkey. Sayre Kaz, Zmeir Arucha, this is a long branch. Kibes Bayan, what does that mean? He's going to wash his clothing in wine. Calls Elishain Ribo Yain. This is just an expression of a lot of wine. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, Chachlili Einayim Yain, red eyed from wine, Ulben Shinayim Echalav, and white tooth from milk. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, Chachlili, Lashain Oidem, this expression of red. Kitargumai, Vachain Lemi Chachlilos Einayim, Shekain Derech shayse yayin, people who drink wine, ene madimim, their eyes get red. Mechalav, meirav chalav. This means a lot of milk. Shehebar arzay mira toivel edrei tzayin. His land is going to be full of great pasture for all the sheep. Vechein pirash hamikra. And this is understanding the pasuk. Adoy meinayim yehe meirav yayin. Red eyes are going to come from a lot of wine, and leben shinayim, white teeth, yehe meirav chalav, will be from a lot of milk. So back to pasuk Yud Gimel, Yaakov continues. Zevulun lechayf amim yishkan. Zevulun will dwell by the shore. Vehu lechayf anyas. He will be by the shore where the ships are. Vyakosay al tzidayin, and his end will be at tzidayin. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk Yud Gimel. Zevulun lechayf yamim. Al chayf yamim tiyar. So his land, his portion of Eretz Yisrael is going to be by the seashore. Chayf kitarguma sefar, the border. Vehu yamatzay tadar lechayf anyas. He's always going to be where the ships are. Bimkaim hanamal, where the port is. Shanyas mevias shem prakmatia. That's where all the goods are being brought in by ships. Shayu zevulun isik prakmatia. Zevulun, he's going to be the businessman. Umamtzi muslin shevet Yisachar, and he's going to supply food to Yisachar. Vehim iskin b'tayra. Yisachar learns Tyra. Hush amar Moshe. That's what Moshe said. Smach zevulun b'tzeitzecha v'yisachar ba'ayalecha. Zevulun yoytze b'rakmatia. Zevulun goes out to do business. V'yisachar isik b'tayra ba'ayalim. Yisachar learns Tyra in tent. V'yarkasay al tzidayin. What does that mean? That his end is going to be at tzidayin. Soif gevula yasamach letzidayin. The end of the border of Shevet Zevulun is going to be by tzidayin. V'yarkasay means soifai, the end. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yodalad. Yisachar chamar garim. Yisachar is a strong bone donkey. Revetz ben amish basayim, crouching between the borders. Vayar menucha kitayv, he saw a resting place that it was good. Vesa aretz kinaema, and a land that was pleasant. Vayechich my lizba, but he bent his shoulder to bear the load. Vayhi lamas oived. Let's see Rashi over your pasuk Yodalad. Yisachar chamar garim. Chamar balat samis, he's a chamar that has very strong bones. Soivel oil tyra, he's able to withstand the oil of tyra. Kachamar chazak, like a very strong donkey. Shematin oise masa kavid, you could put a very heavy load on him. So Yisachar, they're the talmidei chachamim, they sin and learn, and they're able to hold the load of tyra. Revetz ben amish basayim, what does that mean? Crouching in between the borders. Kachamar mahalch bayom v'layla, like a donkey that goes during the day and at night. Ve'ein leilina babayis, he doesn't sleep in the house. Ochshu writes lenuach, when he wants to rest. Revetz ben tanchumin, he just simply crouches down where he is in between the border. B'tchumei hayaris shayilch sham prakmatya, he's by the border of the city where he's going to bring goods over there. So he just crouches over there and he goes to sleep. Like the talmidei chachamim, they're learning yom v'layla. Pasuk tazvav in Rashi, vayar menucha kitayv, ra lechalkei eretz mevrechas utayv lohaytzi peres. He saw his chilk in Eretz Yisrael was a land that was good, the pears can come from it. Vayechich my lizbal al tyra, but he bent his shoulder in order to bear the oil of tyra. Vayhi lechal echav Yisrael, and he's to all of his brothers klal Yisrael lemas oived, which really means he's an eved to all of them. How is he an eved to all of them? Lifts like lehem my rush al tyra. He paskins all the different halachas of tyra, of a sidra heburin, and how to be ma'abar the shana, how to extend the year. Shenemer the pasuk says, bnei Yisachar yode bina leitim ladas mayasa Yisrael or shem masayim masayim rashi sanhedrin is hemid. There's 200 heads of sanhedrin from Yisachar. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dazayin. Don Yodin Amai. Don will meet judgment for his nation. Ke'achad Shifte Yisrael. All the Shvatim as one. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Dazayin. Don Yodin Amai. This is referring to the Shefet Shimshon. Yinkoim Nikmas Amai Plishtim. He's going to take vengeance for his nation from the Plishtim. Kama Yodin Hashem Amai. Ke'achad Shifte Yisrael. Kol Yisrael Yu Ke'achad Imai. All of Klal Yisrael was like one with him. Ves Kulam Yodin. And he judged all of them. Val Shimshon Niba Nevu Azu. And he said this about Shimshon. Vayesh Lefarsh. Another way we can understand this is Ke'achad Shifte Yisrael. Kamiyuchad Shebishvatim. The unique among the Shvatim. Who David Shabam Yehuda, this is referring to David that comes from Yehuda, so he's just like the unique one of the Shvatim, he's just like Yehuda. Back to Pasuk Yodayin, he don nachash alei derech, don is a snake along the way, shfifain alei oirech, a serpent on the path, hanoy sheikh ikvei sos, that bites the heels of the horse, vayipal rechvay achar, so the rider falls backwards, lishuascha kvisi Hashem, I long for your salvation Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yodayin, shfifain, who nachash, that's a snake, vayrani, I say, says Rashi, shakari kain, why is it called that, al shem shehu noy sheif, because it hisses, kemai ve'ata teshu That's what a nachash does. It bites the horse's heels. He didn't even have to touch the rider. And we found something similar to this by Shimshon. It says that he ended up pushing aside the two pillars and everyone died, even everyone on the roof died, and he didn't even have to touch them, just like a snake bites the horse and the rider will fall off and he never touched the rider. Let's go to Pasuk Yud Ches in Rashi. Yaakov concluded by saying, I long for your salvation, Hashem. What was he saying by that? Nisnabe, he gave nevuah, she nakru plishtim as einov, that the plishtim are going to end up gouging out Shimshon's eyes. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with a fifth aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.